Now, that is a species we're already concerned about, but what about others 10, 20 years down the line? And to be honest, maybe while the welfare of swordfish isn't a top priority for most of us, how do we think climate change might impact on us? Something Adrian mentioned in that interview is the idea of a tipping point, something that many climate scientists are actually worried about. This is the idea that after a certain point, there is no going back and things are only going to keep getting worse. So how does this all work? We're joined now by James Dyke from Southampton University. He models human and earth interactions. So James, hi. Can you just give us a little refresher? What is climate change? What's causing it? And are humans to blame?
Well, hello. Okay, first off, it's important to point out, or at least remember, that the Earth's climate has always changed. If you go back far enough into Earth's history, we'll see massive changes. So perhaps the biggest changes that we would observe over the 10,000s of year timescales would be the ice ages. So about 10 to 100,000 years ago, the Earth was about 5 degrees cooler than it is. Sea levels were about 120 metres lower, and much of Northern Europe and Northern America were under hundreds of metres of ice. Since the last ice age, the Earth system has been slowly warming up and sea levels have been increasing. But what we've witnessed over the last couple of hundred years has been really quite unprecedented rates of change of surface temperatures and other indicators that there is a significant warming pulse happening, largely as a consequence of human emissions of greenhouse gases.
And what do we mean by this concept of the tipping point? What does it look like and what are we tipping towards?
Well, many people think that climate change is a progressive and gradual thing. If it takes hundreds or thousands of years for the Earth's climate to reach a new equilibrium, then we may think that the climate and the Earth system will kind of respond smoothly and linearly. So if you look at something like sea level rise, we're looking currently about 3 millimetres a year, which doesn't seem very much. But unfortunately, the Earth system seems to be full of these tipping elements. So when people talk about tipping elements or tipping points in the Earth's climate, they're often referring to what's proved to be a very influential study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences back in 2008, where they identified 9 elements of the Earth system. So things like the Arctic sea ice or the Greenland ice sheet, the boreal forests or the Amazon forests, or some large functioning of oceanic currents. And what they're worried about, now, and what we're increasingly becoming worried about, is that you can drive the Earth system so much, and these systems respond sort of sluggishly, but then you go beyond a point and they suddenly flip. They may flip into sort of positive feedback states, where once they begin to change, it will be effectively impossible for those things to be arrested.
So I guess it's a bit like you imagine all water just trickling slowly out of a bucket that's tilting, but then at some point it's just going to overbalance and go whoomp, and the whole lot comes out.
Yeah, so you've got this metaphor that you're rolling a great big boulder up to the top of a hill, and it takes an awful lot of energy to get there. And when it's right at the top, it might be quite precariously balanced, and then a slight nudge is enough to push it down to the other side. And as soon as it starts rolling, it's going to have tremendous amounts of momentum and you're not going to be able to stop it. So when you're thinking about the collapse of the Antarctic ice sheet, it looks as if certain regions of Western Antarctica are melting, they're falling off into the ocean. Once that process begins, it's practically impossible for it to stop.
Is this really a point of no return? I mean, are there things that we can get back? We can't kind of rebuild icebergs, but is there anything we can slow or stop or reverse?
Well, there are some wacky ideas at the moment about putting in machines up in the Arctic to try and refreeze the Arctic. These things will cost hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, and they most probably won't work, and we most probably won't be able to deploy them in time. It sounds obvious, but the best thing that we can do to avoid these tipping points, or at least to reduce some of their impacts, is to significantly reduce our forcing on the Earth's climate, which means making significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions.
And if we don't, if the worst happens, if we hit these tipping points and that all this climate change massively accelerates, release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere massively accelerates, the temperature goes up, what is going to happen and on what kind of timescale? You know, are we going to wake up in 10 years' time and it's just an apocalypse out there?
Well, wherever we do end up, we want to be hopeful that we go there very slowly, because if the Earth's climate changes slowly, then humans will be able to adapt, but then also other species too. So you may be able to find species that will be able to go up higher mountains or find climate refugia. The worry about tipping points is that they can engender very rapid change. So at the moment, when you look at the current predictions of the total amount of warming that we seem to be locked into, it seems to be at least about 3 degrees Celsius. So we can visualize impacts in terms of the Earth's climate through things that we care about. So our ability to get access to water, the impacts on ecosystems, our ability to grow food, coastal communities, impacts on human health. And as they increase beyond the already established 1 degree Celsius of warming, those things increase in terms of impacts. And if we really do end up going beyond 3 degrees Celsius, so we're currently going beyond 3 degrees and maybe even 5 degrees within a couple of hundred years, many people would argue that that is a recipe for the collapse of human civilization as we know it.
And so very, very briefly, we've got a few seconds left. There are some people who go basically, la, 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 I can't hear you. The Earth has always changed. The climate's always changed. You know, this is all just basically made up by the Chinese, mentioning no names. Mm-hmm. If you had like a sentence to say to them to make them realise that this is a big problem, what would you say?
Climate change is happening right now. So if you're in Australia, in Sydney, you would have been experiencing 47 degrees Celsius of temperatures over the last week. You can't live your life like that. And that is a portent, that's kind of an omen of the future changes that are happening. And just off the coast, eastern coast of Australia, you have the ongoing collapse of one of the world's marvellous natural resources, the Great Barrier Reef, because of high temperatures. So climate change is happening right now, and it's going to be impacting much, much more over the following years.